Again, good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Church. We've reached that part in our service together where we eat a small piece of bread or cracker and we drink a small cup of juice to help us remember the death of Jesus on our behalf. To help prepare our hearts and our minds for this remembrance, let's open our Bibles and turn to a familiar psalm. Let's turn to Psalm 51. And these men are going to make their way up the aisles, and they have some Bibles. If you do not have a Bible and would like to see God's word for yourself, please just let them see you by raising your hand, and they will get one to you. And let's turn to Psalm 51, and we're just going to look at one verse this morning, verse 1. Psalm 51, verse 1. And as I said, Jesus left for his church a practice that is called a remembrance. His followers eat a piece of bread or a cracker, which helps us remember the Son of God's frail body that was crushed by the wrath of God on the cross. And we who are trusting in Jesus then drink a cup of juice, which helps us remember the Son of God's blood that was shed at the cross for us so that we might have forgiveness of sins. And you need to understand that this remembrance is for the one who is trusting in Jesus' death alone to secure forgiveness of sin. It is for the one who in no way at all is trusting in himself or his own good deeds to secure favor from God or forgiveness from God. If you are trusting in Christ alone this morning, please join us in this remembrance. And if you're not trusting in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sin, it's more important for you to listen carefully all morning and turn from your sin to Christ. It's more important to do that than to eat or drink in a hurried way just because everybody else is. So just pass the bread and the juice on when it comes to you. And please know that we would love to help you understand your desperate need for a Savior in order to escape God's wrath. And it's found in Christ. And this remembrance only makes sense because of the awful presence of sin in my life and in your life. There would be no remembrance if we had never sinned. But we have sinned again. And in some cases this week, we've sinned boldly. And we've sinned unavoidably. And so another week stained by our sin has come and gone, and this remembrance is before us again. And to help us remember his body and his blood, which he freely gave up in our place, I want you to consider Psalm 51, verse 1. It says that this is for the choir director, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. It was bold sin in David's life. And this is what he says: "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions." Where is your hope in the face of your sin this morning? Your hope is in God's graciousness or his mercy. Verse 1, "Be gracious to me." David, who sinned boldly before God, made an appeal to God's graciousness or his mercy in the face of his own sin. He pleaded with God to take pity on his miserable and guilty state. Believer, God is gracious towards you for your good, even though you've sinned against him. So put your hope in your Savior who is gracious and who is merciful. Appeal to him like David did. Appeal to him on the basis of his mercy, and you will find him to be such towards you this morning. And where is your hope in the face of your sin? It is in God's loving kindness. Verse 1, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness." David says God's graciousness or his mercy, that it operates according to God's loving kindness. What's directing God's graciousness? Well, it's his loving kindness. That alone is overwhelming to think about the kind of God we have when we sin. Your Savior's loving kindness guides his grace and his mercy even towards you again this morning. His love will never fade. His love towards you will never change. It will not evaporate. Inexhaustible love guides his mercy toward you again, believer. As a sinner who is still in need of a Savior, there's hope for you when you sin. And lastly, where is your hope in the face of your sin? It is in God's great compassion. Verse 1, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Though your sins against God are great, his tender affections, his compassion are greater still. Cling to these words and take hope in God as you remember Jesus' death in your place. What a tender and kind, what a loving and merciful disposition our Savior has towards us this morning, even though we've sinned against him. That was David's hope in the face of his ugly sin, and that is our only hope in the face of our sin against the very same God. So take hope in him as you remember his grace and his loving kindness and his compassion towards you in Jesus. Men, please come and serve us the bread and the cup and spend a moment or two in just prayerful worship of Jesus, and then you can eat and drink on your own. And I'll close our remembrance of him with a short time of prayer.